Clinton's office.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Charles Lake. On August 26th, I sent a letter to Senator Clinton, one of many. The last time I didn't get a response for over 8 months, and this is very important. I was a trucker, and I was poisoned at a food warehouse, and in 1990, Congress wrote the food laws, the transportation food laws, and in 94, they acknowledged that they rewrote them, and they acknowledged that the trucking industry and the food industry has been poisoning the people, even though the laws existed.
Okay.
And I was one of them people that were poisoned. In the new laws, they call for a designated fleet to haul our food product. We do not have that to this day. I have been writing to my writing campaign to get an amendment to these laws. And all I want them to do, I mean, the system's in place, all except for this one little F. All I want them to do is put an F on the inspection stickers of the trucks and trailers that haul food product.
Okay.
That way their trucker pulls into a DOT stop, the DOT officer looks at the inspection sticker, looks at the manifest, if there's chemicals in the trailer or anything that's toxic that's not supposed to be hauled in a food trailer, they rip the inspection sticker off, fine the company. Right now we do not have that. And we haven't had that. You know, this is something that's got to be looked at, especially since 9/11. Last Friday, there was a thing, truckers against terrorism, and they're training truckers, and yet the truckers are being poisoned. I was poisoned. I was poisoned while unloading food product at a food warehouse. I was a trucker for 17 years.
Okay.
I have gotten nowhere.
And you said you wrote a letter to the senator?
Yes, I have. And it's on my website. I put it up on my website.
And did you mail it into the Albany office?
I mailed it into the Albany office. It's dated August 26, 2002. And it was mailed on the 26th.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second, sir?
Sure. Yes?
Okay, I did find that you sent in a letter, and it was forwarded down to New York City.
Okay.
We received it August 29th in our office here. And then we sent it down to New York, so they probably didn't receive it until the first week of September.
Okay.
Well,
the last time it took, like I said, it took over 8 months for a reply, and this can't take that long. I mean, Hillary ran on health issues. It took my doctors from 1992 to 2000 to figure it out. I suffer from formaldehyde and styrene poisoning. I had 7 strokes, which were migraine induced, which came from the poisoning, and 3 simulated heart attacks, which came directly from the poisoning. I had multi-TIAs, and since 2000, when they figured out what was wrong with me and what I should stay away from, I have gone back to college. I've graduated with my webmaster certificate, and I've been able to function to some, not to what I used to do, but I can, I can function. I still can't get physical or anything like that because I have a bunch of fat stuff stored in my fat tissue because I didn't know I was being poisoned when I was unloading this.
Right. I would give it a little bit more time to respond, and then my next suggestion would be to call New York City.
Well, I asked for a meeting with somebody because this is more than I can just discuss in a letter. I mean, I've got documentation, I got everything. And if they go to my website, you can see it. And the only thing that ain't working right now is the petition page. And that should be working real soon, so you guys are going to be getting more email than you know what to do with. Because it's going to go directly into her, once people sign the petition, you guys are going to get a copy, the people that sent it are going to get a copy, and I'm going to have their name put into a database so that I can, I've been working on this since 2000. I mean, it's very simple. It's one way, if it took my doctors 8 years and they treated me for all the symptoms instead of the poison, is basically what they did. They treated all my symptoms, which cost thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Right.
And they didn't have to do that. If they would have treated the poisoning, I wouldn't have had been taking heart medication and taking the EKGs and going in for heart tests and going in for all these expensive, you know.
Right. I understand.
And our healthcare system would be a whole lot better.
Right. I would suggest give it just a little bit more time, and then you can call down to New York City because your letter did get forwarded to the New York City office, and they would be taking care of it from here on out.
Okay, and the New York City office is?
688-6262. Okay, and when you call down there, tell them that it's, I believe, I believe it was listed as a law issue. So just tell the receptionist that, and they'll direct you to the correct person.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because like I said, if the companies within the United States are poisoning us, how hard would it be for the terrorists to do it?
Right.
You know, it'd be easier to track the trailers, because they're food trailers, and they can only haul food products, so it'd be easier to track them. And that's part of the issue what was opened up on Friday about truckers against terrorism. You know, it's how we're tracking it. Well, we're not tracking the trailers, because if we were tracking the trailers, we'd be stopping this poison a long time ago.
Right. Well, like I said, try giving New York a call to follow up and go from there.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
All righty. Take care.
Your name was?
My name is Claire.
Claire? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.